Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John, chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us, and we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit with us today. Please open our hearts and our minds to receive you afresh, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Would you like to be seated? Oh dear, I'm finding it increasingly hard to find any space in my life to find silence. Everything seems to be so busy. Does anyone relate to that? Oh yeah, I can see a few of you do. But there have been times in my life where I have spent time in silence, meditating or prayerfully listening to God. It is a real gift. But it may be, even at those times, like me, if you've ever done that, just as you settle down into that quiet space, your mind starts to get really busy. And all these random thoughts begin to race around your head as you try and listen for God's voice. Things come in, like things you've done or things you've got to do, especially shopping comes into mind, or lots of tasks. Or other plain nonsensical things just come in. And noises start to sound louder outside. And they all seem to jostle for places in your mind, almost as if it's an attempt to distract us from hearing God's voice. But if you persevere, if you stay with it, I find that often, the more you persevere, the distractions start to fall away. They become less and less. Sometimes it can take quite a while to find that space. But when you do find that beautiful silence where you can almost feel God, it's almost like if your eyes are shut, sometimes I feel that if I was just to reach out, I could almost touch God's presence. That is such a special place if you can find it. And once you're there, it's like you never want to leave it. You want to be there forever. I may have told you that years ago, when I was having my confirmation, and Wayne and I did confirmation together, because we were part of an ecumenical church, part of our confirmation was to go off to the nuns, and they taught us how to meditate and how to pray. When we sat down with the nuns, they said, "Right, we're going to have now a time of prayer." And we thought, "Oh, that would be nice, time of prayer." And they said, "We'll begin with 20 minutes. And I remember thinking, "What? 20 minutes? Really? Does anyone pray that long?" And I remember sitting there, and it seemed like such a long time. And again, all these thoughts were coming in my mind, and I was racing around and thinking all these things. And then all of a sudden, I fell into that space after what seemed like an age, a long, long time. And I fell into this space, this quiet space of being in God's presence, listening and hearing his voice. And just as I thought, I'll reach out and touch God, the nun said, right, that was 20 minutes, we're going to be drawing this to a close. And I remember sitting there thinking, no, it's not long enough, I've just arrived. But they assured me that the more you do that, the less time it takes to fall into the presence of God, into hearing God speaking into your heart. So, I mean, look, that was a good 20 minutes, I'm sure. But I must say that since then, I have experienced that on a much lesser time scale. So if you do get distracted, keep with it. It's worth it, because eventually you arrive at that space. And in a similar way, you have to spend time with God, but in a similar way, you have to spend time in the presence of our brothers and sisters to become closer to them. Just as we become closer to God when we sit at his feet and we listen for his voice, when we spend time together with members of the body of Christ, we too become closer. And as we work together, we become more powerful in our unity and our witness to others through God's Spirit working through us. So we do need to continually protect our unity as we reach out into the community to grow this church and to grow our faith. As we nurture our faith, we need to be protective of that time. But we always also need to remember that we need to be open to welcome others into this Christian family. And remember that every single one of us is different. Every one of us. Not two of us are the same. Even twins are never exactly the same. Not in all aspects. We will all have different strengths, different weaknesses. We will all have different views, different ideas, and that's fine. God has brought us together for a purpose. So we have to celebrate unity, staying together, but also celebrate our diversity, our differences, and the different things that we bring to the table. But remember, we are all held together by our faith in Jesus Christ. And as we are held by God, we also learn how to hold each other. These times are sometimes described as touching places, when our awareness sort of connects with what God is doing in our midst. We just know in our minds and our hearts that something special has happened, even if we're not quite sure what it was. But we know that we feel blessed by God's presence in our midst. And it's important to guard and encourage other people to nurture those touching places. Because just like sitting in silence before God, it's so easily to get absorbed in worldly living. All of the distractions that we find compete in our world seek to draw us away from spending time nurturing our relationship with God and nurturing our relationship with each other. It can so easily get stolen or eaten up. Never underestimate. Look, I don't see evil behind every corner, but never underestimate. The closer we come to God, the more the evil one tries to bring us away from God. So when these challenges arrive, see it as a good sign. See it as a sign that you're actually on the right path. Don't be worried about it. Just get back on that path, because you know you're heading in the right direction. Well, today, of course, we're celebrating Christ the King. And as Christians, we proclaim that Jesus is our King. He is Lord of all our lives. And as King, he comes first above everything else. And as his followers, we seek to do his will. Excuse me, and follow his lead rather than follow on our own way, because we know in our hearts that his way is ultimately better. And it's essential that we invest time in this relationship with Jesus and, as I said, with one another. Because not only does it make us stronger and bring us an inner peace, but it also gives us renewed energy. Are you feeling tired at the moment? I know sometimes I feel so tired. But the more you spend time in God's presence, actually it gives you energy. We start to start doing things for Christ, and we're not tired. We actually get energised by it. So we need to really hold on to that. Together we discern what God is doing in this place, and then together we can find out what is it that God wants us to do for him. And because we've accepted the Holy Spirit and we're immersing ourselves in God's love, we will have energy and a passion to want to do those things that he lays before us. One of the things that Christ calls us to do, of course, is to testify to him or bear witness to him. And he says in the reading, everyone who testifies to the truth belongs to the truth, and they listen to his voice. Those who hear his voice will passionately want to do his will, and nothing is going to stop them. Obstacles will be something to work out and not something to be defeated by. In working for the Lord, we will become uplifted, as I said, and we will want others to share in the good news too. When we do things in the power of the Holy Spirit, we'll find that we will achieve things that we never thought was possible. And I know that often over the years we say, we need to do this, and then we say, oh, it's impossible. There's not enough of us. We haven't got the resources. But if God calls us to do it, he will provide the resources. He'll give us the energy. He will grow the church. Just taking one step back. Some people say to me, I've never felt God's presence. I've never heard Jesus' voice. But then when I ask them, well, have you ever spent the time, have you invested the time, actually set aside time to listen? They sometimes say, well, no, not really, I haven't set aside time, I haven't invested much time. I maybe spent 5 minutes. And I say, well, you need to perhaps spend a bit more time. It's important. Church or time for God, as I said, can so easily get squeezed out. It fits in with so many of our other commitments. And far from being in his kingly place, Jesus is often relegated to a back seat. He's pushed aside because there are too many things jostling for our attention. And there are many of them. But we all know that to enjoy a meaningful relationship with someone, we have to invest our time and make a bit of effort, whether that be our spouse, if we have one, our family, our friends, our brothers and sisters in the church, or even God. It takes a bit of effort to build relationship and then to say, this is where I belong. This is where I feel comfortable. Our reading from the Bible tells us that those who belong to the truth are the ones who take time to listen for his voice. To say that we belong in the church means that we are part of his family. We are sort of adopted into his family. Family is important. Church family is important too. I'm sure I've told you this before, but many years ago I went to see an Easter film produced. It was called The Passion of Christ. And I probably told you this before, because even though it was such a long time ago, it has remained very much in my head. I went to see it on Easter Saturday, and I really didn't like it. I really, really didn't enjoy it. It was as if I'd gone to see a member of my own family flogged, condemned, and crucified. I don't think I have ever been in such a low point in my life as when I left that cinema that day. In fact, at the end of the film, nobody moved. We just sat there, everybody, in silence. Who wants to go and see someone they love, a member, if you like, of their own family, whipped, flogged, beaten, and crucified? You see, it is family. It's not just a film. The Bible is not just a storybook. It's truth. And Jesus did all of that for us because he loves us so much. It was an account of God's plan unfolding to save us. And God's plan is still unfolding. Every one of us here today is part of God's unfolding plan. So we need to get on board and we need to listen attentively to him to find out what is our part in his great plan. We don't want to miss our call to action. Just finally, Christians know that Jesus was crucified, died, buried, and rose again. And he did it to bring us back into relationship with God. But our relationship with God and with each other will only ever be as good or as strong as the time and effort that we put into it. If we continue to invest time and effort in our relationships, then through the leading of God's Holy Spirit, God's church will grow. It will become stronger. And what a great time we're going to share together on the journey, on our Christian journey, and as part of God's amazing plan. And what a wonderful witness to Jesus Christ we will be, remembering that he is Jesus Christ, the King of not only heaven, but also of earth. Thanks be to God. Amen.